The Mennonite College of Nursing at Illinois State University hopes to change the makeup of the future nursing workforce, plus where those nurses choose to serve. GLT's Laura Kennedy has more on a pair of grants that will help the college achieve its goals.
Many of tomorrow's nurses begin their path to a medical career at Illinois State University's Mennonite College of Nursing. And thanks to two recent grants awarded to the college, those who may never have considered a career in nursing will find their way, and perhaps to an underserved area of the country. The college was awarded a $1.4 million Advanced Nursing Education Workforce Grant from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. This grant will help students in the family nurse practitioner sequence get training in nursing in rural and underserved settings. And a $2 million grant, also from the Health and Human Services, was given to the college to support developing diversity in the nursing workforce. Judy Newbrander is the dean of the Mennonite College of Nursing, and she says regarding diversity in the nursing workforce, the faculty of the college saw an ongoing national trend and decided something needed to be done.
We lack diversity within nursing. And so as part of that, we wanted to find ways to increase diversity because there's very clear research that demonstrates that patients that are cared for by people who look like them, come from a culture that they come from, they do better. They get well better. So the way that we can help with that is to increase the diversity within our College of Nursing.
Why have there been those gaps? Why have we not seen as much diversity in nursing over the years?
Social determinants is a big part of what happens within education and particularly nursing education. Those things way back in our background that kind of determine our path. And so when we are able to help students that come to Mennonite College of Nursing, help them maybe have extra mentoring or tutoring or finances, which is all the things that this grant provides, we're able to help those students perhaps catch up and be able to be successful as a nurse.
Well, what are the specifics that the grant provides? I mean, it does allow for tutoring and it does help with students, but does it allow anything for faculty as well?
Yes. We've put in this grant, we're going to do diversity education for our faculty and staff. We're also going to do mentor training. So not everyone knows how to be a mentor, or particularly a mentor for someone from a diverse background. And because we even lack diversity within our faculty, which we continue to work on all the time, educating our faculty on how to mentor students from different backgrounds is very important. So we have all of that in the grant.
With this money, you will be able to recruit students from various ethnic backgrounds. How do you go about recruiting them?
Well, so that's another part of the grant that we're excited about. This is a new part. The American Academy of Colleges of Nursing has put together a program, Holistic Admissions Review Workshop. So this program provides an assessment of our admissions processes and focuses on student recruitment and retention strategies and models building a successful mentoring program. So it will help us focus on students of diverse backgrounds and how we might recruit them and admit them. We might have to use different strategies than we do for the typical student to focus on those students. So it will be a whole education process for us, and 10,000 of this grant will go every year to help us focus on those admission processes.
It seems likely that you will be forging relationships with first-generation students with regards to this particular grant. How are you going to go about doing that?
Absolutely. And once again, it's focusing on those special needs. Those students haven't been exposed, as other students might have been, to college or, you know, like their parents, oh, this is my alma mater, let's go check it out. They haven't had that kind of exposure and rah-rah for a certain university.
And that can be kind of intimidating when they're coming into an academic environment.
Right, because their parents haven't been there. So the parents are intimidated, as are the students. So the ways we focus on how can we reach out to them and get them excited about coming to Mennonite and coming to Illinois State. Those are some of the things we're focusing on. So it's a four-year grant, and we, of course, are a four-year program. We admit as freshmen, which is a little different than most nursing programs. We have direct admit from high school. So students know when they commit to us as a freshman, they will be in our program 4 years and graduate. And one of the things that Mennonite has a great reputation for is keeping our students. There are a lot of colleges and schools of nursing that try to weed students out, and we try to keep students in, and our focus is on success. We have what we call a whole success plan. So you have to almost want to not be successful to leave Mennonite, because we work really hard. It's part of what we're about.
Judy, how competitive are these grants?
The grants, they will be competitive. There'll be about 12 of them, so we have a lot of students. Because we don't have a lot of diversity, I think it won't be such that there'll be lots of students that aren't getting it. I think, you know, we'll be able to give those out and not leave a lot of people behind. The program, not all of the students need the money. A lot of them maybe have other financing, but the programming we offer to everyone, so everyone can get the mentoring. Anyone can join our PROUD program, and even if they don't qualify financially, they can still get the tutoring, the mentoring, all those kind of things. So we try to be as inclusive as possible.
The Advanced Nursing Education Workforce Grant is going to help put nurse practitioners into areas that are underserved.
Correct.
Into rural areas. So on the one hand, you've got the grant to bring in the diverse workforce, and then this other grant will allow you to help place nurses into areas that are underserved, into rural areas. And that's something people have been talking about a lot lately, in that doctors aren't going into rural areas, particularly very recently because of visa issues. And also because doctors who are here are having to pay off big student loans, so they're taking bigger money jobs into the cities and that sort of thing. So how will something like that impact nurses, nurse practitioners who are going into rural areas if they're not getting doctors there as well?
So, Laura, I think one of the things that I'm so proud about nursing and about Mennonite getting these grants is we're about the community, we're about the region, and helping this region receive health care. And nurses are 3 million strong. I don't know if you know that nationally. There are 3 million of us. And I think the future of health care is nursing, because we're going out into those rural areas and we can make a difference in health care. And so having nurse practitioners in rural areas, that's where they live. Many times, as you said, physicians struggle with going into a rural area where they're not going to make as much money. But many times our nurse practitioners are living in those rural areas or have a 10 or 15 minute drive to a primary care clinic. And that's what this grant is about, is educating nurses to function in primary care clinics where we're doing population health. We're managing a population of patients. We need to keep patients out of the hospitals and healthy with their high blood pressure, their diabetes, their congestive heart failure. We can manage them in rural settings without them having to drive long distances to hospitals or being cared for there. So this is a wonderful grant that will educate those nurse practitioners to stay in rural areas.
Are there unique primary care needs in the rural areas?
There is a difference, it just in accessibility, for one thing. And here in Bloomington Normal, we have Fresh Market. I mean, you can name all the wonderful grocery stores that we have where you have access to all wonderful healthy foods. So in rural areas, there's a lot less of that. How far do you have to drive? Well, maybe there's the corner market or something. But yeah, there are different constraints on access to healthcare, to pharmaceuticals, to food, that maybe a primary care nurse in a rural setting would have to work with that patient on how do I get access to these things just because of availability. So it is a different culture.
It really feels like the nurse practitioners who go into a rural area are more woven into the fabric of the community. They're like a pillar of the community there, rather than in a larger community like Bloomington Normal, where there's lots of nurse practitioners and they're very helpful in that sort of thing. But if there's just one nurse practitioner in an area, that's a very important person.
Absolutely. And there are partners. We're partners in healthcare. And this doesn't preclude the physician. We're all important in the healthcare trajectory. Everybody plays a part. And that's what I love about the nurse practitioner doing his or her role in caring for the patient. If there's something out of our scope of practice as a nurse practitioner, we send them on to the physician to get that extra help. But the nurse practitioner and even the RN can do a lot of the care that we need here in the United States now for good health care and keeping them out of the hospital healthy in their own community.
We have a lot of students here at Illinois State University who come from the Chicagoland area, who come from the suburbs, and they come here to school, and I hear this a lot from students who, when they're done with school, they want to go back up to the suburbs. Do you hear that? What do you hear from your students in the Mennonite College of Nursing? Are they anxious to go back home, back into the Chicago area, or do they want to fan out into different areas of the community? Do you find students in the Mennonite College of Nursing who are excited about going into rural areas?
We have a nice mix. We have the students that definitely want to go back to Chicago and the excitement of the big hospital, those kind of things. But we also have a nice mix that are interested in across the board, public health, primary care. There's really a change in this generation of realizing we need to care for those who are less fortunate than us and really reaching out. And we tap into that with those students to say, here's where you can help and make a difference with those patients. It's not the glamour. It's not going to be the big paycheck, but you're making the difference. And that's an appeal for sure.
Some community colleges have been adding nursing degrees. How do you think this will be impacting these situations? Will they be a sort of buttress to what you are trying to do here?
I think the good news for the Bloomington-Normal area is we have a wonderful partnership with our community colleges, and particularly in Heartland, not only do we have a pathway program where students can do their 2 years at Heartland and then they're connected with Illinois State and the Mennonite College of Nursing, and they come straight in once they finish their associate degree, they come straight into the Mennonite College. But we also now are just signing an agreement with Heartland to do what we call a dual entry. So they are admitted both to the Mennonite College of Nursing and Heartland at the same time. So they're a dual student. They take classes at both all 4 years, and they graduate both with an associate's degree and then with a bachelor's degree in nursing in approximately 4 years. We've worked it out. So we have a wonderful partnership. So yeah, there's a lot of things going on with some community colleges talking about offering the baccalaureate program. What we find is a baccalaureate at a community college would be different from a baccalaureate at a four-year institution. We have a larger and stronger focus on research and those kind of things that they're not going to get. I don't ever want to say anything bad about a community college because I love them. We need them. But I find in my background that working together, we have a stronger student and a stronger baccalaureate. It's important to me that we as nurses have say in how we're educated, and I really think the four-year institution is the way to go for a baccalaureate-prepared nurse.
So there's a lot of talk today about healthcare reform, and a lot of talk about that right now. How do you see that, Judy, as impacting nursing?
I think it's the perfect entrance for nursing to realize that we can be a leader in healthcare. And we need to continue to have our voice because, as I said before, I envision the nurse of the future. I envision in the next 20 years that nurses will be on the forefront. We need to be boots on the ground out there keeping patients out of the hospital and caring for them in the community. I think we could bring a healthcare that could kind of flip things upside down. If nurses could be reimbursed, you may or may not know this, but when you go to the hospital and you get your hospital bill, you don't get a bill for nursing. You get a room charge, and nurses are included in that. That feels a little degrading, doesn't it?
It does.
So someday I envision RNs who are caring for patients. They have their own schedule and they see you. They make sure, you know, that you're eating right. You're doing all the things that you do. You're taking your medications. All those things that nurses can, RNs can do, not even a nurse practitioner. And it would cost far less. Healthcare would cost far less. So in about 20 years, I think we need to do a total flip. Everyone, we need to have physicians, but they need to be seeing the sickest of the sick with their level of expertise. Nurse practitioners in the middle caring for all those other things, and then the RN or the LPN caring for the majority of patients out here at a reasonable cost that we as a society can afford. That's my dream. You ask, so I'm telling you. I think nurses could flip and really change healthcare. That's my vision.
With these two grants that total $3.4 million, will this have any sort of impact on the potential new Mennonite College of Nursing building? They've torn down the dorms. There is a big empty space there. And it's hoped that one day that Mennonite College of Nursing will have its own building here on the campus of Illinois State University, there on the southeast side. Do grants like this help get alumni excited and donors excited and other financial institutions who might want to say, you know what, they're getting all these grants, we need to get behind them and push and get them the building that they need to do their work?
That is exactly right. That's what I think it does. It demonstrates that we are a quality program that you could invest in and that you could say for the future, yes, we need to have a building. We're talking with the community about ways, how can we have a building if the state's not going to be able to work with us for several years, which is what we think could possibly be the, you know, the future. But what about our community partners coming together and saying, how can we put together a primary care clinic to start with and then build on that, do a building in phases that benefits not only the College of Nursing, but also we want it to be interprofessional. We want to bring in social work, kinesiology, all the different psychology, everybody that needs to be seen by a patient, communication sciences disorders. We could all work together in a building. We need to care for the patients together, so why not learn together? And then how is it going to benefit the community? What are the needs of the community? We know there we still have a lot of psych, mental health, behavioral health needs in this community. Could we have a building that benefits the community in that way? So we're just exploring. But these kind of grants, not only do they benefit the community in other ways, but they're a leverage to say the College of Nursing is doing great things and we can invest in them for the future. So that's my hope.
That's Judy Neubrander, Dean of the Mennonite College of Nursing at Illinois State University. I'm Laura Kennedy.
The grants awarded to the Mennonite College of Nursing are highly sought after by schools, but not easy to get. Only 50 grants are awarded to qualified applicants in the U.S.